going on, everybody? Eric Lindquist at Stochastic here on the Odd Chopper channel, coming to you with another edition of Lindy's Lanes, Likes, and Locks in the NBA Streets. Hit that like button, subscribe button, notification bell goes a long way for me on this video, goes a long way for you. That way you become a prisoner of great content is going live here at our little neck of the YouTube woods. Great content that got you that over of Peyton Pritchard that was a like. Got you 4-1. We locked Boston throughout that entire damn series. Laid the 13.5. They cover it basically. I mean, you could have just laid the first quarter, first half, entire game. Didn't matter. Boston, the way better team. And again, Miami, even if they had been perfectly healthy, it probably would have been problematic. Probably problematic for a lot of teams within the association taking on Boston. But happy to go 4-1. 4-1 backing Boston there. Yeah, they lost one of those outright, but that doesn't affect you betting the numbers. Glad that we were able to capitalize on how much better Boston is there in that series. So hopefully Wednesday was a good day for you here as well. We just are getting to tip off here of the Clippers and Dallas game. I'll be paying attention to that one for sure. Obviously less exposure than we had there. We got over by the hook. Again, 6.5 points for Peyton Pritchard. 7 we got for him there. And the 13.5, 14, no matter what you laid, you got it there with Boston. So with that said, we got two games now on Thursday, a couple of game sixes. I'm looking forward to this slate. But before we get into anything here, how about this? Odd Chopper, you sign up for that down below, friends. OS Premium Tools, Discord, Insider Access, basically all of the great tools and content we have here at Odd Chopper, including my betting card over in the Discord. Sign up for that for every Monday through Friday. And if you ever have questions, tag me in something. I'll do my best to get back to you immediately. And if you use promo code Lindy, 20% off signing up for it now. Sound great? Cool, great, grand. Two games. Let's get to the picks. Just to repeat for everybody as we dig into this slate, if it's your first time, here's how I do things when it's just two game slates. And let me turn the camera a little bit. When it's just two game slates or less, we go lean like lock. Now, it doesn't make it an absolute smash play like it might in other spots. And by that, I mean, lean is something that I'm thinking about betting like. It could be a very small play, a lock. That couldn't be a half unit in these two game type situations. But there's one that I do have a unit on here yet again today. And we've been emphasizing some of these points props because they've been on target with some of these minutes projections. And I think there's some volatility that exists with rebounds, assists, and it's really all coming down to minutes. Peyton Pritchard, that was kind of the deal. We're 6.5 points in a game that I expected a blowout, and I was very heavily invested on 13.5, 14. That was kind of the thing that makes sense. But with that being said, let's dig in to Milwaukee Indy, the game that I'm the least comfortable with, no matter what way you slice it here. You got Milwaukee. They are sitting, what, this total's dropped from 215.5 to 212.5 at open. And Indy is 8-point favorites coming off of getting obliterated in Milwaukee. Now, a lot of that comes down to the fact that, let me double check this because it's so there. Oh, yeah, Chris Middleton, he'll be available. Good for them. No Damian Lillard, no Giannis Antetokounmpo, both of them doubtful. I was secretly hoping that somehow, some way, we were going to get news that one of them was going to potentially play, but that did not come to fruition. And as such, friends, a big opening number that you'd be having to lay here. And there's a part of me that saw this and thought, oh, God, Milwaukee, I got to get the 8, got to do whatever. The more I looked into it, the more that I just felt pretty comfortable with some of these pace metrics. And we've seen Indy play well at home here as well. So I think this is the game that between the two of them, I'm going to have the least exposure to. I'm at least thinking about betting TJ McConnell over 7.5 points. And part of this is that the minutes, not that they've been on the rise, but TJ McConnell's played some really good minutes here for them. It's just they're kind of capped when you have Andrew Nembhard playing as much as what he's been. Now, TJ McConnell, 16, 18, 16, 16, 18. Those are the five games that they've had. Just legitimately playing the same amount of minutes no matter what. Whereas Nembhard has gone 32, 38, 40, 32, 30. Pretty large range of outcomes for him there. But again, very tight distribution on the TJ McConnell, which keeps him off the betting card at just 7.5 points, which I think is low shot, but still going to be staying away from it. The guy that I think is the only play that I really have on this game so far is Patrick Beverley over 9.5 points. And it's not Chasey. We saw the double-double from him last time around. But with no Dame and no Giannis, we're going to see the usage have to come up eventually on some of these guys. Plus, we saw him get to the line 5 times in 2 of the last 3. That buoys something that's as low as what this number is here at open, 9.5 points. And you're getting a nice number attached to it here over at DraftKings to be able to find out inside of the standard minus 110. So Patrick Beverley over 9.5 points. The only thing that I'm going to be firing in this one. So I'll save you the time. A lock? I don't have one. No lock. It says none. And not Kendrick Nunn. N-O-N-E, not N-U-N-N. Where is Kendrick Nunn? What's he up to? Hope he's doing well. Anyway, let's talk BetMGM, shall we? First Bet Safety Net, friends, up to $1,500 if you sign up for BetMGM at the link below. It's really as simple as that. It's only if you're 21 and over. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Everything you see on your screen, that is what is available to you. Let's be quick and easy with today, though. But again, BetMGM, if you're interested in signing up for another great sports book, check them out. Back to the picks we go. And our second game, the game that I'm far more interested in, I'm sure you are from a real watching perspective here as well. We've got the Knicks, we got Philly, the other game six here going on Thursday, and I've had a pretty good read on this series as well, with the exception of the fact that I didn't see Philly winning that last game. I didn't bet it, so it didn't matter. I do have futures on the Knicks for, it's a conversation for a different day, but we're going to start with the lean here. I do think the Knicks are a little bit undervalued when you're talking about +3.5. Every game of this series feels like it's been competitive. We've had the Jalen Brunson spots. We've had the overtime Tyrese Maxey come from behind ridiculous five, but remember what we just saw in game four. We saw Philly fans get just, I mean, it was embarrassing if you're a Philly fan. All Knicks fans that were there in the building over the weekend. And I think that's going to probably flip in some way, shape, or form here in this spot. Maybe not. I don't know. But I feel like the Knicks are undervalued at +3.5. When you look at adjusted net rating over the course of the season, the Knicks are fifth for me. Fifth. +4.6 over at dunks and threes. 76ers +2.4. Obviously a lot of time without Joel Embiid. But as such, it's just a lean for me. I'm not a big fan of betting anything outright here in this spot. Don't really have a dog in the fight here other than the Knicks for those futures. The like, though, friends, one thing we've been able to take advantage of is kind of recency bias. And one of those recency bias types things, friends, has been people wanting to just bet the overs of points props to the moon on a guy like Tyrese Maxey, where he just got done with the best game of this series, bar none. It was unbelievable to watch. The overtime leading up to it, 46 points, 5 boards, 9 assists that he had. No, yeah, it was 9 assists they had to go with it. Let me double check. Yeah, 46, 5, and 9. I wasn't wrong. I wouldn't lie to you. I wouldn't lead you astray. But 23 and 25 previous in 43 and 41 minutes. Had the overtime frame. He was well over this number in that time, but I do think Tyrese Maxey, 27.5 points, is just a little too heavy. So I ended up putting a very small play on the under here because I think it correlates with what I really want, and I parlayed it. Yeah, you can bet them individually, but I took the under of 27.5 points for Maxey because I'm in love with the under of 200. Yes, it is a very low number that we got at open here for this Knicks and Philly game, but we're seeing routinely two teams that are playing way down in pace, 30th in pace, the slowest team in the association, 95.7 possessions per 48 minutes during the regular season. Now, Philly's been more middle of the road, 98.1, but in this series specifically, it has been a dog fight. This opens at 200. It's going to drop to 199. It's probably going to drop to 198. This is like watching old early 90s basketball, and I'm just here for it, friends. So I'm going to take the under along with that Tyrese Maxey play for a ride. I think all of the studs here, Brunson, Embiid, Maxey, I think they're all pretty live here for unders, but specifically Maxey coming off of the ceiling performance in game five. And that does it for another edition of Lindy's Leans, Likes, and Locks. You know what to do. Go to that comment section below. Let me know your favorite plays that exist on the board for Thursday slate. Just two of them. Really, really good NBA playoffs to this point. Hopefully you enjoyed that lock there from the Boston side of things. Now up to 8-2, feeling good about those for the playoffs. Until next time, friends, thank you, producer Jacob. I'm Eric Lindquist. Best of luck in the NBA streets on Thursday.